June 7th, 2023. It's a Watch for Pedro show.
We'll be right back. And remember, leave your blood at the Red Cross or your community blood bank, not on the highway.
Show. Happy Wednesday. Started off with Straight No Chaser Live, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, and Greg Turner Group with from the brand new album. Stakeout on Dope Street's the tune because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I got with me Brother Greg Turner. Welcome aboard once again.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be with you.
Absolutely. And, well, tell me about this new record.
Well, we recorded it about a year and a half ago, actually. Vinyl pressing plants, as you may know, were held up about a year now. I mean, it's crazy, the waiting. So this just came out about a few months ago. And, you know, we spent a lot of time recording it. And it's not very punk rock, but it's what I do now.
Punk? You mean punk as a sound or as a state of mind?
As a sound.
Okay, yeah, because as a state of mind, I think it's right in the same kind of whatever universe as what attracted me all them years ago, you know, letting the fucking freak flag fly. So, now the last record was the Tapeworm Trip, right?
Yeah.
Who's different?
So, this is pretty much a whole new band. Sarah Meadows is my bass player, and she has just a beautiful voice and is a great player. David Barsanti plays drums, and Phineas Luke was a friend of mine from second grade, and we've kept in touch all these years, and he's just a master sort of classically trained lead guitarist, so it was sort of no-brainer to get him involved, and then there's me.
And you recorded a year and a half ago, but how long did it take to record? Not that whole year and a half. That was kind of bottlenecks.
No, we tracked it in about, God, 10 days, and then the mastering took forever because the guy at the mastering lab was booked up to the gills. So it was about a week and a half to record it, and we did it pretty quick. And then it was just the technical side of getting it out took forever.
What about mixing? How long did that take?
Oh, that didn't take long at all. We actually recorded it at two places. One was sort
I'm
of.
I'm going to ask you where you mixed and recorded.
Well, we did. This guy is he lives in Santa Fe here, and he has a home studio, and he tracked it and recorded about half of the songs. Then the other was a real studio here in Santa Fe, but it came out pretty crappy, and it was sort of restored in the mastering lab.
So the homebrew was fucking better than the merch thing.
Yeah.
So's to go, you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as the guy's setup was really good. He had all this expensive Pro Tools set up at his house, and we just thought we were going to do it as a quick demo, but it came out good enough that we just kept those songs for the record.
You know, the gear fetish thing is such a trip. People just think if they have the right shit, they can do it, but it's actually the skills and technique and stuff, and sometimes really Kano stuff, because that's all you can afford, but you got skills. Other cats, they've got the objects, no skills.
Yeah, no, for sure. This guy's really talented. And as I said, we thought we were just going to do a six-song demo with him, but it came out so much better than we thought that we just kept it for the record.
And would you say self-produce?
Yeah, pretty much. I put it together and put arrangements together. And, yeah, it was home-crafted.
I mean, is that rotten? Because you know who to blame, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, no, producer, you know, just the focus meister, and why can't it be the cat in charge, right?
Right, no, you know. But a lot of this stuff is you know, sort of an eclectic blend of the stuff I like, and you and I share a love of early Blue Oyster Cult.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, I'm pretty eclectic in terms of influences.
Speaking of which, I mean, I want to play this, what can I do to make you love me? But then I got some Richard Meltzer right after that. Let's listen.
What can I do to make you love me? What can I do to touch your heart? Tell me what it is that you want of me, because I've always loved you from the start.
Century. Child abuse? Child abuse? All parenting is abuse. Sure as meat is murder, property is theft. Physical abuse bothers you? Well, what about spiritual abuse? My idea of a major felony, inflicting on a child age 0 to 12 the concept of heaven and hell. Especially hell. Teaching a kid hell ought to be worth a mandatory minimum of 30 years in a fucking chain gang, no lunch breaks. Don't let nobody say I'm soft on crime. And its sorry, sordid end run, has religious freedom is practiced in this country ever done much more than buck up the right, the compulsion of various afflicted grown-ups to perpetuate the germplasm of whatever strain of fire and brimstone they themselves were once branded with, i.e., to inflict their ongoing dogma on innocent, unmolded lumps of dough, And what are the rights of goddamn dough? Where are all our victims' rights advocates on this one? If Satanism, whatever the bloody hell in theory or practice that even is, though a religion like all others for sure, can be systematically denied constitutional protection, then fuck its hand glove, opposite number. Crowd control in the ozone, crowd control from hell. Likewise, the threat of pornography to today's unwashed youth, on or off the internet. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have made it to 13 without pics and smut mags to cue me to what the whole wide world of carnal oop-oop-a-doo was about. Jane Mansfield, ooh-wee, tits out to here. First nips I saw on a broad besides my mom. Oh, nurture. Just a peek, mind you. Mags back then didn't really show that much. But otherwise, there'd have been no peak, nothing. 1956, 48 years ago, we're supposed to believe pre-adolescents need this shit less today? Fuck, denying them porn would be abusive.
weight. I've never changed anything. Have I? Yeah. From my head. Are you sharing it? Are you sharing it, or just that one thing is in there?
Bitches double deckers. What I really recommend is a Lips and Peckers. A big hot plate of Lips and Peckers. The juniors soon will be humbled as beggars. And we'll all sit down to our Lips and Peckers. I'm a master of chess, I'm an ace and checkers. Cause my mama fed me brain food, Lips and Peckers. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show, that chunk of music start off with Greg Turner Group, Can I Do to Make You Love Me? Then Spiel Gusher with Red Heron, Richard Meltzer poem, Richard Meltzer reading a Richard Meltzer poem. Mark Stewart and Mafia, lost him last month, terrible. Paranoia, this is for Tim. He's been playing this as a tribute. Dream TX, brand new, Cannot Believe. Chuck Johnson, brand new, More Surreal. Model Home, not brand new, but pretty new. Do Without, Western Gats, this is brand new, out of Canada. Origin of Species. Bombus Prendon, this is brand new, D.C. area. Origins of Species, no, Scarlet USB, Origin of Species is Western Gats. You know, I've been doing this 22 years, 1 month. I'm working on the first month of the 23rd year, and I'm still blowing fucking clams. It gives you hope, people. You're never good enough to be clamless.
Right.
Yeah, Vogele, huh? Samuel Locke Ward, out of Iowa City with The Forest, L7. This is not the L.A. one, but it was a lady-led band. It was Larissa, who later went on to the Laughing Hyenas. This is when she was a front woman, singer lady. Mental Game, Party Nerves. That's got to be best band name, right? Party Nerves.
I like it, yeah.
And Coffin Hop. So a little, remember when all the 60 songs were about dances?
Yeah,
speaking of L7, fucking, right? Woolly Bully, that's 1965 or shit. Not only do we get a Espanol count in, but he says, don't be L7. Don't be a fucking square, yeah. People. I think not too long after that, Sly Stone, right, where he's introducing the band, and then he tells all the squares go home, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember. That's Scrapers. Here's another great band name, Scrapers Papers.
I like that. That's pretty good.
That's a Richard Meltzer one. Like the scraping of, he's got a poem with a teeth, or like scraping on the cement, you know, something. Why don't you, like, put in all kinds of torture on him? Lips and Peckers. Now, usually when we're talking euphemisms for hot dogs, we say lips and assholes, but maybe this is a variation on that.
Right, and records.
And finally, Greg Turner Group with The Vampire Dog of Jesus Christ. Yeah, enlighten us to that tune.
Well, that's my Rocky Erickson move. I thought if Jesus ever had a dog, it would be a bad dog, and he'd have his hands full. So that was the idea.
Now, you've seen the documentary, right, with his ma in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, she gets a she crowns him and shit like he's the new Jesus or something. Strange thing. He's got all the TVs going.
Yeah. Well, I have a big horror movie DVD collection, and I've been lately into, like, a lot of Satan variations. There's Satan's Nephew, Satan's Cousin, you know, the Bride of Satan. You know,
well, I was going to say about the wife, because in Japan they say foxes are getting married, but here in the West, it's the devil's mad at his wife when there's sunshine and rain.
Right.
So what about your, what's your favorite one of all the different kinds of Diablo Familia?
There's one, that the one I like is Satan's Peasants. And, you know, and they're all, like, different. There's three different cousins, but they're all, like, making a pact with Satan. And, you know, then it's a matter of how to do what he wants them to do.
Cousin connect.
Yeah.
And what about What Can I Do to Make You Love Me?
So, now, oh, God.
There's been several songs named that, right? And you can't copyright a title.
Right. Well, I mean, a year or two before COVID hit, there's this musical venue in Taylor, Texas, which is about an hour and a half east of Austin.
You know who lives in Taylor, Texas?
Yeah, that's where Greg Ginn is now.
Greg Ginn.
Yeah, he lives in Taylor, and it's in the middle of cornfields. And the town is like 10,000 people, maybe. And there's this venue called the Black Sparrow Music Parlor, and the woman that runs it was just a saint. She's really talented. And we hit it off and, you know, made an appointment that the next time I come out there, we'd cross paths. So that's how the song came about.
Whoa. tripped, what do you call that, serendipity or something.
You try.
Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, June 7, 2023, edition of Wapitos with special guest Greg Turner. Hang tight for hour two. June 7, 2023, is the second hour of Wap from Pedro Show.
Battered moon rising. Oh, I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I think the end is coming soon. Oh, I see rivers overflowing. And I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't come out tonight. You're bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Don't come out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Don't come out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Directed and pure, not dragged down by material living. When I think of you, I don't see someone helpless whose life is a mess like mine. When I turn the corner, I wanna be you. When I grow up, I wanna be you. When I'm done flailing, I wanna be you. I wanna be you. When I look around at the sea of blank faces and empty hearts that have never known love, I look at you and I'm blinded by what I see. No one carries you, you carry yourself, and you do it gracefully. When I turn the corner, I wanna be you. When I pass the window, I wanna be you. When I look in the mirror, I wanna be you. I wanna be you.
socially secure. There's no birth date anymore. Well, I'm told I won't submit. I won't lay down and quit. I'm clicking till it fits for what is real. The error sounds. Is there a work around? A pattern you've not found still concealed. Button and gray, a missing maiden name. Can someone please explain why I must heal? Disabled staff, we just can't get there yet. A reference we forget and always will. Drop it through the ground until my options found and fully filled. I won't submit, I won't lay down and quit. And type until it fits for all I feel. Required feel. The red is so severe. I'm checking off what's real and always here. Always I'll stay forever on this page. Refreshing till I change, until I
One, two, three. One, two, three. My baby, she's left, she's gone away. I don't know why she couldn't stay. Maybe she's with Tex the grifter, who's taken her downtown, or with Rocky from the bar where she hangs around. My baby's gone away.
For Pedro Show, start second hour, brand new album from Greg Turner Group with an old tune reinterpreted, Bad Moon Rising. Yeah, there's the bathroom on the right. That's, you know, it goes with the Jimmy tune, right? Excuse me, why I kiss this guy?
Okay. Well, Fogerty's lyrics on that seem pretty prescient back to 1968. I mean, you know, I hear the voice of rage and ruin. I mean, how much closer can you get?
Well, there was all that shit in Mexico City with the college students, Paris. The Soviets went into Czech. Actually, Soviets in China almost went to war over Mongolia.
Right.
And a lot of shit was happening. Yeah. I think with us in Vietnam was Tet and also Democrat convention in Chicago, Mr. Daley.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The MC5 played that park, right? And there was cops
there. Oh, yeah, 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 right.
Saying, hey, let's use golf balls with nails stuck in them.
Yeah.
I should be laughing. After that,
I like those Sinclair ones.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was. I guess he's still alive.
Yeah. He was in Amsterdam a long time, but I think he's living over here again.
Yeah.
His pad burned down in New Orleans. He had that big blues collection, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after your treatment, Bad Moon Rock, you know, Sonic Youth called an album that they need to do the song. It's called The Red.
Yeah.
Didn't dress a scarecrow up with a pumpkin. Yeah. All right. I Want to Be You, Dan Jones and the Squids out of Kansas City, Missouri. Not a lot of squid in the Missouri River. Maybe soon, though. Who knows? Midwestern medicine.
Give it a few months.
Disabled Step. Tom Fergus, IDM 3.3. Ted Boggle with Tango for Two. And finally, Greg Turner Group. My Baby's Gone Away. Okay, enlighten us. Well, we kind of got into the Creedence thing. You dug the words. He always did write good words, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Creedence is just sort of getting a rebirth. I guess he's touring a lot now by himself, but I always love him.
Right, he wouldn't do the song because Saul Zantz owned him, right?
Right, but now he got his catalog back.
Right. And also, I think there was a dare or something at the Palomino where Bobby Dylan said, if you don't play him, someone else is, or something.
Yeah, right.
It was like the Dangling Dingleberries or something. George Harrison, and those people. Yeah. Roy Orbison. I think Roy Orbison, I read somewhere where Elvis Presley said that was the voice he was most scared of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sang too good, right?
Yeah.
And so My Baby's Gone Away.
Yep, she went.
Oh, okay. That's enough of that one. Okay. I Heard You Call My Name, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, when did you start putting this record together?
As I said, about 2 years ago, and we assembled the players. The lead guitarist, who was just magnificent, he sort of sent all his files in from a studio in L.A., and so we put it together. The other guy on the record, I Heard You Call My Name also, is Billy Miller, the electric auto harp player, and he used to play in the Aliens backing Rocky Erickson in the 70s. And the guys,
I got to tell you, people, not traditional rock and roll instrument, electric auto harp through a fuzz tone.
Yeah, the guys can sound beautiful, like, you know, electric harp, and then all of a sudden on a dime, he's Lou Reed or Jimi Hendrix, you know. He's amazing.
And, he was all over the last record, huh?
Yeah, he's played on all my stuff for a long time.
Oh, the Blood Stuck in the Chupacabras? What was that?
Oh, Chupacabra Rock and Roll, yeah.
Yeah, right. The Blood Stuck in Cattle, or I remember that one. That was a great album, too. And he was on, so he's been on all of them.
See, he's been on all of them for long, since the early 2000s, and I was always a fan of his playing behind Rocky Erickson. He's a big fan of Joe Meek, who people used to call the British Phil Spector.
You know who played guitar for him? Richie Blackmore.
Yeah, right.
He lived by Jeff Beck. Maybe Jeff Beck did some, too.
You know, Meek got sort of notorious through Telstar, but he did a lot of things with the Honeycombs and a lot of great stuff. And Billy's a huge fan of his.
Yeah, trippy guy. Ends up shooting his landlord and then himself.
And then himself, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, genius doesn't last long.
But the preamps I'm using right now to do the show with you are Joe Meek, even though he's been gone for a long time.
Right. Well, the best of us inspire something from him.
It's like I remember going to Walt Whitman's pad in Camden. Then I went to the graveyard. You know, he was one of the most photographed guys. Like the candy people were using his face.
Yeah, right.
Chocolates and shit. When I meant put it together, I meant picking the tunage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the record turned out to be more versatile than I expected in terms of different types of sounds, which I think is good. A lot of what I've done is in the past has been pretty monolithic, and so it just spread out all over the place.
Okay. Well, let's listen. I heard Call My Name.
Thank you. wake up into the dawn. The sheets pulled back and the lights turned on. Well, how long has it been since you've been gone? And now as the years decay, I still can't let go of that day. Those men said you were bad and they took you away. I heard you call my name. I hear it every day. There's no escape and I can't wait. It's the price that I must pay. I walk out into the street and each new set of eyes I meet, the cold and distant marbles made of stone. Must I surrender to this madness to negotiate such a life of sadness? There's no place left to go to be alone. I heard you call my name. I hear it every day. There's no escape and I can't wait. It's the price that I must pay. Could this be some kind of weird illusion that went in my mind to ease the pain? The shadows creep with secret dark delusions. Oh, they contaminate my moments of the day. Heard you call my name. I hear it every day. There's no escape and I can't wait. It's the price that I must pay. That's right. I heard you call my name. I hear it every day. There's no escape and I can't wait. It's the price that I must pay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro Show, that chunk of music start off Greg Turner Group, I Heard You Call My Name. Niagara, or as my Italian bandmates, you know, Sonia De Marinaio says, Niagara. At first I didn't know what they were talking about. I was, oh yeah, that's right. Roman numeral 13. People, I dare you to multiply and divide. Mr. Turner here is really good at math. But the Romans, for all the good shit they built, how did they multiply and divide with that number system? It's like spelling what fucking words. There's no matrix, no placeholder.
Right, and the Babylonians.
Right, right. That's, yeah, yeah. I think it's an Arab thing, right? The zero. It's a placeholder, right? You come up with a zero. There's no Roman numeral for zero.
Right.
Because there's no placeholder. You're spelling word, but man, you can't do hardly any operations with it. Okay, Andrei Gurinov, with this album he's done with the last 100 years of his country. This is 1956 to 1977. So I think that's after Mr. Andropov and right with Mr. Khrushchev, around that area. Have a Nice Life, the demo from Earth Mover, and finally Greg Turner Group with I Can Have You, Dear, and then I Don't Want No One, which means you want everyone, right? If we're getting logical about it.
That's right. It's the compass.
Double negative thing. Yeah, don't tell blues guys that, though. Okay.
Yeah, and I heard you call my name. It's about, you know, some chick that was taken away, and there was a little blurb in the newspaper when I first moved here.
Yeah.
About some dude, he came home and the wife was missing because she had all these outstanding warrants and she couldn't figure out where they took her.
Well, maybe to jail.
Yeah, well, he shopped around, but no luck.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, what is to be done? What is to be done?
Right.
You off air, people. Greg told me about seeing Stooges when with the James Williams in the last part when I was helping them out. But have you been up Portland way? Have you seen Richard?
I haven't seen Mr. Vaughn in a long time. You know, I put out a book of short stories about a year and a half ago, and I dedicated the book to him. And we did a little virtual thing online for Book Soup, where he and my ex-editor from Cream, Dave DiMartino, sort of hosted it. And it was good to see him. I mean, Rich is looking like a sort of a well-aging beatnik now.
Kind of belling it. He gained a little bit of weight.
Gained a little bit of weight, but he's still going.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. And I saw that on YouTube.com, people. You can search for it. I saw that spiel. That was really happening. Really happening. Do you got plans to tour this?
Well, you know, we just came to L.A., played three shows in April at Alex's Bar in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got told the fucking day of that. I wanted to see
I tried to get a hold of you, and I couldn't get your contact info, and then got it too late. And we played Zebulon and Silver Lake, and then the gig in Ventura.
But Alex is like 9 miles away, you know, just across the harbor in Long Beach. Jesus. Damn.
Yeah, you know, it's really expensive to go out of town now and tour, and so it's not for the little guys.
So you're not going to get up to Richard's way, okay. Because, you know, when's the last time he's seen you play live?
As I said, I think it was the Stooges gig. You played with the Royal Ashton Stooges, too.
The last time Richard Meltzer saw you play live, because you guys used to have a band together.
Yeah, no, I mean, Richard, we played Portland, gosh, in about 20 years ago at Satyricon, I think, when it was still around. And he was just, I invited him, but he was just protesting that his ears can't take loud music anymore.
That's Richard.
Sensitive ear canals.
Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, July. June 7, 2023, this is why Peter's a special guest, Greg Turner. Hold tight, round three.
Rich has gone up and down with that a lot.
Yeah, June 7, 2023. It's the third hour of the Walk for Pedro show.
Well, I took my medication again last night. I took it without hesitation, knowing it was right. Then the sky opened up when a bolt of thunder flashed the light, streaked the night, no wonder. The pounding rain intensified the pain. Last night, then I took my medication the very next day. Jaws clenched tight, I screamed into the night. Last night, mm-hmm.
emotion I feel's too real to let it happen this soon. Oh, the life I'm leaving, it's so complicated. Thought I could do it better medicated. But now I know, let my feelings show. Again last night, my agent booked a reservation on a one-way flight, and then the plane took off into the black of night. The engines roared through the silent sky, and my mind exploded with no sense of time. And then the plane took off into the blackest night. The engines roared through the cold and silent sky, and my mind exploded with no sense of time. Last night. Thank you.
down. The gorge I feel so small. I hold on to the rail, but I could fall. But then I wake up in the morning, when it's just another day. I guess that I'm still searching for my way. Well, I wake up in the morning, and it's just another day. I guess that I'm still searching for my way. I guess that I'm still searching for my way. I guess that I'm still searching for my way.
Watch for Pedro Show start off the third hour. Greg Turner Group with Medication. This one sounds like it's mixed different than the other guys. I wonder if
yeah, we had to do a little extra work on that. That was, you know, I haven't had too much, fortunately, problems with substance stuff in my life except antihistamines. And that was about a bad antihistamine trip.
You know, I heard that shit works if you got like a gluten allergy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the non-sedating ones don't help me very much, but the ones that knock you out work, okay. But you pay that price.
Okay, yeah. What's the brand name? Benadryl?
I take Zyrtec.
Okay. Born Shit Stirrers after that with You Make Everything Worse. Eugene Chadbourne, Professor Huge, speaking of North Carolina. Jean-Étienne Marie, Greg Turner Group. Still searching for my way. So is this a mission statement?
It's my Del Shannon move, except I don't have Max Crook playing on it.
Del Shannon, yeah, okay. I wonder if he arranged that.
Well, from heaven, yeah.
Yeah. And does it matter if, like, every tune, you know, you said you like the variety of this album. You didn't want to. You've done the mono thing. You don't need a rerun.
Right. I want it to be so, you know, if someone's listening to it, they could at least pick out two or three songs of every genre or whatever peculiarity they like.
And now the lead guitar guy was in there. He flew into the tracks. But did you ever get, you and the rest of the band, are you all Santa Fe?
Yeah. We're all Santa Fe.
Okay, so you guys could prac and stuff, right? Woodshed it up.
Yeah, I mean, we play a lot locally around Santa Fe and Albuquerque, but gigs in Santa Fe is like, if you don't cover Hotel California, you're in trouble.
You know what I heard about some of the words?
They're
getting back at Steely Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Steely Dan got angry with them for being angry with California.
Oh, okay.
So they got back and said they try to cut it with the Steely Knives.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, and I think Steely Dan comes from a Mr. Burroughs Naked Lunch or something. It's a dildo or something like that. Yeah, people are settling their beefs through tunes. It's kind of like professional wrestling.
Yeah, when it was good.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Who ruined it? McMahon Jr.?
Yeah, well, McMahon Jr. ruined it.
Yeah, kind of he kept Captain Lou all drunk and shit, and his daddy was getting old, and he just snuck in there and destroyed the territory system.
Yeah, well, today apparently the Iron Sheik passed away.
Is that right? Today?
Yeah. Freddie Blassie was his manager.
Yeah. I Raymond Pettibone's favorite wrestler is Iron Sheik. I was more of a Don Morocco, Terry Funk guy.
Yeah.
I love Terry Funk with the spitting tobacco down the front of his chest, and then he'd brand your ass after beating. And Don Morocco had the best raps, especially that feud he had with Tito Santana. Oh, man, that was beautiful.
My favorite was the Golden Greek John Tolos.
Oh.
And You know, I'll never, he did a locker room interview once where he was going to be up against the Mexican national folk hero, Raul Mata.
Yeah.
And so just before the fight, they're interviewing him and he pulls out of a burrito out of his bag and starts squeezing it and stomping it on the ground. He goes, "These guys put this in their gut. I eat feta cheese."
Fresco. Yeah, yeah, I remember Don Morocco, Tito Santana.
Yeah.
I look in your eyes, and I see a little boy crying.
Right?
Yeah, shit like that. But he did come up with a move. I think the pile driver is his. I think he ended up in Hawaii.
I think
that's where he is now, in Hawaii. Look, I'm going to play the last 20 years since it's the last chunk of music.
Hearts of the Well, a long time ago, some say he was married, and that she was the woman of his dreams. Then suddenly she died, he had her buried in the backyard, out by the apricot trees. And now he lives his life so remotely, but for a twist of fate, this could be you or me. Let's not judge us so lonely. One who they call him Mr. Freeze.
Show kayfabe, right? Don't pull out, don't let it got down. I remember with Tab Falco, right? They had me wear these pointy shoes and shit. We're driving and hell riding, and I kick him off. He goes, "What? What do we have to pull over?" That's right, stupid me. Okay, people, that last music for this edition, last 20 years, Greg Turner Group, and then Mold Omen out of Baltimore with Smite Return. Live at the Metro Gallery, April 14, 2023. Yeah, they haven't been playing together. So maybe for this gallery show. A little takeoff on Jimmy style, huh? I heard Jimmy wrote that when he found out he had Cherokee in his
lineage.
Yeah. It's things like That Guess Who song had it too. American Woman. There's not a real backbeat. It's a trippy kind of negative thing. Yeah. Speaking of backbeats, like Rocket 88, that's supposed to be the first rock and roll song. The drums are all hi-hat. They don't know. There's no Earl Palmer yet. No Little Richard.
Well, they didn't know better.
Yeah, yeah. But they had the other stuff, piano and all that. Greg Turner Group, finally. There was two different Mr. Freezes in the Batman TV show, right?
I think so, yeah.
One's Vincent Price, I think.
The Mr. Freeze on this record, there was, a story in the paper where I get a lot of my ideas. There's this old dude they found dead in a motel room in the middle of winter in Santa Fe, and the air conditioning had been on for 2 weeks, and the cops came in the room, and when they found him, they said, "It's so cold, so cold. This guy's just frozen." And I thought, oh, man, you can't leave that alone.
I can't leave it alone. And you ain't afraid of topical stuff, right? Because some people say topical, what are people going to make sense of it in 30 years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but things like that, no one's going to know what the topic's about. It's just, you know, a good idea.
Right, right. You know, what makes a song, right, is something makes it alive.
So,
yeah.
You know, when I read that in the paper, it was only about a paragraph long, you know, and it's the image just of some old crusty dude frozen like an ice cube in a room with the air conditioning on, 20-degree weather. It doesn't get better than that.
And here's another image. Born on the very northwest bayou.
Right, yeah.
Like up by Berkeley.
When I first moved to Santa Fe, I put together this band we called the Blood-Drained Cows.
That's a chupacabra.
Yeah, and that's just like it was a 60s garage punky throwback. And there was an article again in the paper about they found these eviscerated blood-drained cows in the hills, and it was what you hear about, and they couldn't figure it out, no footprints. They called a vet in, and he said, "I can't make any sense of this. They're just a bunch of blood-drained cows." And I thought, whoa.
Chupavaca.
That is a
trippy kind of thing. Well, you know, dudes get done with an album. I spent so much time. It's finally done. Fuck, no more. Nope, I got to start on the next one. Are you like in that mode?
Yeah, we're actually going to the studio in September to track a new one. There's this guy, I don't know if you've heard of, there's a 60s psychedelic band from Detroit called the SRC.
Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah. I know the Ashton Brothers knew those cats.
Yeah, and they did this home run psychedelic anthem called Black Sheep. And it turns out that the lead singer and songwriter lives about an hour north of Santa Fe in the hills in the middle of nowhere. And I found him, and I was a huge fan of SRC, and he's become like a bestie of mine. So he's going to produce the new record.
And is it going to be Greg Turner Group?
Yeah, he's producing it, and he's going to re-record two of his old songs that he was in his band, The Chosen Few.
James Williamson was in that for a little bit.
Yeah, and Ron Ashton.
And Ronnie, his bass player.
Yeah. So these are two songs that were never recorded that he wrote, and we're reworking those up with him singing.
And you're gonna put a kink in your tradition. It's not a new band for a new record. This is going to be like round two for the Greg Turner group.
Yeah. Well, Scott's great. I mean, he's like an amazing talent still.
I think he did a record for Greg Ginn.
I don't know.
This is in the 80s. Ask him. I think he did.
All right.
Or maybe I'm out of my mind, but I think he did. But look, can I put an invite out to you when you get this record done? Can we play it on the show and you come on board and we talk about it?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm so happy you got a hold of me so we could do this.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, every time, anytime. As long as there's a Watt Pedro show, Greg Turner's got a fucking spot on that show. Okay?
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Big love. People, June 7th, 2023 edition of Watt Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.